You are listening to Note Ed. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Note Ed, the podcast that we review niche artists. And today, we're going to shift into punk rock with the new band Cheerleader Roadkill. Although, there's no other sources about the punk band Cheerleader Roadkill, either than of the autopsy written by a record company called Vinyl Me Please. The summary about Cheerleader Roadkill provides the vital information about their punk style. For as the recent known Chicago band, despite having varying upbringings in Michigan, were driven by their musical collections from major players of the early punk movement like Dead Kennedys and Ramones. Therefore, the band's influence on vinyl also connects to the public's favorably and also their distribution. Their biggest album by far would be their debut title, Golf Course Intercourse, praised by and praised as a home staple, as the songs take on edgy, older adolescent overtones through what I'd call a functioning chaos. And with and without Cheerleader Roadkill's official releases, they have done a number of performances live on YouTube by other fans, documenting their progression as musicians, which spans from 3 years ago. Check out the article if you're interested. However, if you're not so familiar, you would definitely be familiar with the lead guitarist and his popular pseudonym, Goopsmooch, who posts on a daily basis whimsical and twisted illustrations that reflect on pure nothingness or either topical social events on places like Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts. My favorite one would have to be his earlier short about sea monkeys or the commentary on the recent Super Bowl game. But without further ado, let's dive into one good single and the rest from their debut. Here are the three songs. Number 1, Speechless, the 2023 single. Kicking off strong from their early catalog or selection of singles called Cowboy Divorce Birthday Party, Cheerleader Roadkill stands out with their song Speechless, with thrashy riffs and lyrics demonstrating the depressed, defeatist mentality of a college frat member or just the average loser in society. Perhaps meaning that the song represents all the stoners or lost children to this generation stuck on mediocre dating choices and foul morality. In a world where we are told opportunity is present, ironically. Yet, I know the song is expressing the emotional outcry in most punk rock motifs. I found the song as appealing or less appealing in, contrast to the band's newer hits. However, I'm at odds with a million people who've viewed this. Plus, Goopsmooch's approach and his vocals are more unique and blunt rather than the, the clear and melodic singing that most indie bands have. So he kind of differentiates himself, as a better niche artist. Number 2, Cigarettes, from their debut album, Golf Course Intercourse. If there's anything that comes from the inspirations of the 80s West Coast punk era, the introduction to Cigarettes from their full album couldn't have been better, with their highly fast tempo, drums, and, cursory chord striking structure, bringing you to some messed up, drug crazy world where in the summertime, the living is rather surviving Chicago or addiction. A wild take on being the song of the summer and full of organized timing with a cool, disorienting solo not meant to be quite stylized because it's meant to show an addiction process. Because, an addiction to anything such as cigarettes and cocaine in the end is not a pleasant ride. Number 3, Rot Away, also from their Golf Course Intercourse album. Saving best for last, Rot Away is exactly how I imagine how Cheerleader Roadkill sounded before I listened to them. Because Rot Away is the embodiment to all of the Blink-182 songs and Green Day songs aggregated into one extreme hit about angst and senioritis, or in terms of just wanting to venture out but not exactly knowing how. It's a song of small verses, but it's super catchy because it'll be leaving your sound holes to rot away and maybe mind control you to skateboard across school grounds or downtown. All I can think about this song is the hyper-saturated album cover, and I think I can just bounce with them and with their instruments flying high. In context that their album cover is just them in a bouncy house. And here is one best lyric. I didn't explain this song in my top three, but I really enjoyed the lyrics of Sued Shut that reads, "It's getting dark and I don't know where I am. I pray to God and now I pray to Superman." I guess I enjoy it because it utilizes rhyme with offbeat humor, really relatable in times when you need something in life more than just faith, but something to purely happen contingently. Just great play on words for sure. And here is two things I hope for this artist. I hope, number one, that they rack more views. Okay, I see that they're doing another tour with another alternative band called the Gins. So I think they'll cultivate some, you know, more popularity through their tour on Santa Cruz all the way through Oklahoma. I think their reward will be desirable because maybe the views will rack up potentially. And plus, with the good smooch, you know, that really helps as well with the side gig. Also, number two, speaking of good smooch, I think merch would do absolutely great. I think merch with some funny doodles Goob Smooch does on some t-shirts, you know, that could incorporate sarcastic phrases, you know, I feel like that would be really great. I feel like that would change the whole punk situation too. You know, I kind of think of it like Primus. I feel like he kind of has that, you know, it reminds me of Fizzle Fry. And I'd like to see like a kind of like an adaptation of Fizzle Fry. And I think that'd be really cool, especially with a cover like that. But, you know, it could really change their touring situation with a little bit of a merch. And even some old like CD and cassette media would suffice too. And it would be niche and profitable as well. Because I would love to have something like a little unique trinket of like a punk rock band with like a little doodle on it. I think that'd just be absolutely cool. And it'd just be really sick. Hey guys. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for your time. Keep on diving for new content and also give music another chance. Appreciate, acknowledge, and inspire.